Sonic Erotica.
Most of the times when I masturbate, I use fantasy. It could be an experience of the day, or it could be just a completely blown out fantasy. When I masturbate and when I do think of fantasies, it's nothing ever real. It's always something, a big scenario, and not necessarily something that I want to ever live out. Okay, so my go-to fantasies are usually, it's definitely something I wouldn't want to live out, and I don't know. Okay, so my go-to fantasies are usually gangbangs, bukkake, but multiple guys. Sometimes it's me or a woman. Usually everyone's pretty faceless. It's just bodies, genitals. Driving a guy to the point of an orgasm, and then finally just helping them release orgasm. So it's that kind of like really like strong desire, more of an animal urge than anything beautiful or sexy. I don't think it has any beautiful or sexy in it. It's usually just very very more bodily functions and bodily urges than it is about the people in it, and having just that point where you have to come, and that point where you have to fuck the person that you're next to, or you're multiple people around, and that whole like unstoppable sex must have drive. That's why I guess that for me, bukkake and gangbangs and stuff is not necessarily something that I'd be comfortable living out, but it is filthy and it's dirty and it's raw and it's kind of just like, I don't know, unstoppable when you're around that and you're so revved up and horny. I just think of more and more and more and more to kind of bring me to that point, that absolute smothered in sex kind of feeling. Yeah. Masturbate a few times a week, mostly in the mornings. Usually in the mornings I wake up and recently, if I'm not getting a lot of sex, I have some dirty dreams and then I wake up and I want to start my day that way. So usually I wake up before my alarm just because of what my body is thinking. And masturbate mostly in the mornings. Masturbate at night a bit, especially if I'm worked up throughout the day. I tend to use a vibrator, sometimes two. Depends how I feel, if I'm really into it that day. Also, I like to masturbate in water. So I like to use faucets or just have the water on me, that kind of thing. Yeah, spas. I was actually kind of young and I didn't really understand like what was happening, other than that when it touched me and it tickled me, it felt good and it felt really different. And never had an orgasm when I was young like that, but it got me to a point where it was like, okay, done. I don't exactly remember like the first moment, but I remember being in a hot tub, I think at a friend's house or something, and leaning over the side of it and feeling the jet first on my tummy and it kind of hitting in my stomach, and then being curious, I moved it down. I think I had some friends in the hot tub at the time, and it was just kind of like, oof, shit, I've got to figure this out on my own. And it was kind of a bit embarrassing, but I don't think anybody like, thought anything of it. And then I went into the bathtub. Next time I had a bathtub, I played with the water that was running down the faucet. Yeah, usually from behind. Yeah, I think when I first bought a toy, it was the standard rabbit, because I heard that that was an imitation rabbit, because I thought that was meant to be the best thing a woman could use to orgasm. But I found myself not really using it as the intention of the rabbit, where you stick it in and it's got a little tickler. That didn't work for me at all. So I've learned quite a few vibrators in my time. They either get worn out or I'm over them. But what I tend to like is just something quite solid, long, hard, or something that can move a little bit inside me. But I don't like a soft, jelly, slow vibrator. I think that makes me angry, trying to masturbate with that. I guess I would like to try sex with a woman. I just think that the way that their bodies would move on top of me and the way that we would connect with each other would be completely different. I'm attracted to women, but I think for me it's hard to find an actual lust and connection with a certain person. Yeah, getting there. I don't think I could ever be with a woman forever. I think I'm definitely straight, but I'm also consider myself a pretty highly sexual person, and so to be able to share that with another woman that would consider herself that, I think would be a very beautiful experience, or a really interesting experience, something I'd definitely like to try. Yeah.
Copyright SonicErotica.com.